Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It very much is. And this morning we have got James Tizard, who is a PhD student in software engineering at the University of Auckland in the Faculty of Engineering. Kia ora, James. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
That's good. That's good to hear. Hey, we're talking about apps and also researching. Your research seems to look at who writes reviews on the App Store and why and they're doing that. What's the sort of end goal for this kind of research?
So we're interested in App Store reviews kind of from the point of view of developers. So in reviews, people tend to write things like bug reports that how the software's not working.
Right.
Or maybe even requesting new features in apps. So developers are really interested in that because they can take that feedback and improve their software.
So how do you sort of work out who is writing these reviews? Because that seems to be a big part of your research is knowing who's putting these reviews up there. How do you sort of work that out? Do people just say who they are or do you have to sort of survey them? How does that kind of happen?
Well, it's actually a bit of a challenge to find that out online because there's not a lot of information there. So what we did is we directly surveyed software users about feedback-giving habits. We found some really interesting results with respect to who are the people that give online feedback. Do you want me to go through a few of those?
Yeah, I'd love to hear. Yeah.
Cool. So we found some interesting results with respect to the age of feedback givers and also the gender. So for age, we found that those between the age of 35 and 44 were the age group that were the most likely to write on app stores and also on software forums, which we also looked at. Conversely, under 18-year-olds, were by far the least likely to write reviews,
right?
Which I found interesting.
That is interesting because also we're seeing so much more increased digitization of teenagers as well. There's so much access to the internet now that didn't even exist 5 years ago for that age group. Why do you think people aren't engaging in that way? Is it just not necessarily interesting to those groups or is it something bigger than that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's not something we investigate in our study, but from my own point of view, maybe older people are more confident to put their opinion forward of how it wants to change. Maybe younger people maybe just want to stay anonymous and stay in the background. It would be my interpretation, but yeah, we didn't really investigate that.
It's it sounds like one of those things that has lots of applications, so lots of places that might need this sort of research. Who are you doing this for?
So I'm a student, so I just look at it kind of for the good of the community. So when we do our research, we kind of have developers in mind. So developers really, as I said earlier, they really care about the feedback that they get because they can use it to improve their software and keep developers happy. The reason that we're interested in the demographics of feedback givers is because if there are some demographics that are less likely to give feedback, for example, the people, their views and what they care about in software might not be heard by the developers and therefore won't be taken into account when the software is being developed.
So how do you engage those groups then?
We're doing some extension to our current research and we're looking at new ways to incentivize people. So some of the new ways we've looked at are maybe offering, we've suggested offering a small financial incentive to give App Store reviews or maybe in-app rewards. We've also proposed some alternative methods like doing feedback through video or audio or maybe even doing it through a smart assistant, which maybe will be easier than actually writing something.
That's really interesting. It is a brave new world out there with how we access information about these things and also, I guess, engage with it too as users, as well as I'm sure you get that interesting sort of angle from the people who are developing too. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, James. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem.
And we'll talk to you again. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.